everybody. Today, my mommy is going to talk about Benjamin Harrison.
Thank you, Noah, for introducing Benjamin Harrison, the 23rd President of the United States. Benjamin Harrison's 4 years as president were sandwiched in between the two non-consecutive terms served by Grover Cleveland. The argument could be made that Benjamin Harrison was destined to be the president. His great-grandfather, also named Benjamin Harrison, signed his name to the Declaration of Independence. His grandfather, William Henry Harrison, became the 9th president of the United States when Benjamin was just 7 years old. His father, John, also served in Congress when Benjamin was a young adult. Not only did Benjamin Harrison have remarkable ancestors, but he also fought in the Civil War and earned the rank of Brigadier General. He graduated from Miami of Ohio and became a lawyer, and he served in the United States Senate for 6 years. In the election of 1888, Benjamin Harrison, a Republican, ran against Grover Cleveland, who was the first Democrat to become president since the Civil War ended. Unlike Cleveland, Benjamin Harrison supported high tariffs because he thought they would help support United States businesses. He also supported the pension requests of Civil War veterans, which made him popular among veterans, who never cared much for Grover Cleveland because he paid someone to fight in his place during the Civil War. The election results were really close. In fact, sitting President Grover Cleveland won the popular vote by nearly 100,000 votes out of a total of approximately 11 million votes cast. But he lost in the Electoral College by a margin of 233 to 168, losing the presidency to Benjamin Harrison. Harrison's presidency was not a very eventful one. Unlike his grandfather, William Henry Harrison, Benjamin was not very outspoken, and he wasn't a natural leader. He earned a few nicknames during his life, and many of them were not flattering. His Civil War troops called him Little Ben because he stood just 5 feet 6 inches tall. His political opponents called him Kid Gloves because of his mild and reserved nature, and some friends even called him the human iceberg because of his stiffness and icy disposition. But once he became president, Benjamin Harrison was given a nickname he could embrace, the Centennial President. He earned the title the Centennial President because he was elected 100 years after George Washington. Perhaps the biggest news to come out of President Harrison's 4 years is that 6 new states joined the United States in that time. Those states were Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Washington, and Wyoming. He also started the process of adding some additional states, Hawaii, Oklahoma, and Utah, to the Union, although those 3 states didn't join until shortly after Harrison left office. The election of 1892 was a somber one. Former President Cleveland ran against Benjamin Harrison, just as he did in 1888. But this time he was victorious. Before the election, Benjamin Harrison's wife, Caroline, became very ill. As a result, Harrison did not campaign. Out of respect, Grover Cleveland also decided not to campaign. After losing the election, Benjamin Harrison returned to Indianapolis, where he had lived with Caroline for nearly 40 years. He remarried in 1896. His second wife, Mary Scott Lord Dimmock, was born 5 years after he got married to his first wife, Caroline. They would only be married for 5 years before Benjamin Harrison passed away in the year 1901. Next week, we will learn about the 25th president, William McKinley. Join Olivia and her dad tomorrow when they get curious about trucks. Until next time, Stay curious.